This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have NCR's very own Tim Vanderham talking about how NCR has completed their acquisition of cryptocurrency leader LibertyX and what it means for your credit union. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And if you guys are interested in cryptocurrency at all, this is the show for you. We have NCR's very own Tim Vanderham on the program today, and we're talking a little cryptocurrency. And Tim, before we get into that, how are you today? How are things going in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, doing well. I'm here in Midtown Atlanta at our headquarters here at NCR. So great day, a little rainy outside, but we're working away. So it's all good. Great to be here, Mike.
Good. Yeah. And you haven't gotten that snow yet, or is that in the forecast? Because I saw
it's gonna stay a little
snow. Like what?
Texas is getting snow. It's going up to New York. I think it's going to miss us. I think we're just getting rain. Thankfully, because Atlanta like shuts down and becomes immobile.
Yeah, you don't want history to repeat itself in your neck of the woods. Oh my gosh. So let's not go back there. Let's talk about something really fun. Cryptocurrency, obviously. So you guys just announced that you acquired cryptocurrency leader LibertyX. And so this is big news. And before we dive into the weeds here, who is or what is LibertyX? Can you educate us in this area? And then what prompted you guys to acquire them?
Yeah, so LibertyX is a software company, startup, started up in Boston 2013. They actually had the United States' first Bitcoin ATM in production end of 2013, beginning 2014, at the Boston train station. So, they kind of went out and acquired some hardware, but they built a software platform, software package, and were allowing people to pay with cash or debit card at a kiosk in the Boston train station. So I found these guys a couple of years ago, started talking to the co-founders, Chris and Kyle, and really loved the model that they had come out with. And so when we just closed their acquisition here on January 5th, they're live and active on 25,000 and growing endpoints, point of sale devices, ATMs, or financial services kiosks, which we can talk more about. So
sure.
They're a pretty big player when it comes to people acquiring Bitcoin via cash or debit card here in the U.S.
Man, yeah, this is definitely growing for sure. So what's NCR's role in this? How are you guys going to leverage their technology, so to speak?
Sure. Well, I'm assuming most of your listeners will know NCR obviously serves credit unions, financial institutions across the world. And so we brought in LibertyX as an acquisition because we see this is where consumers are wanting to go. When you think about the adoption, maybe I'll share a little bit of knowledge or thought process here.
Sure.
We all know how the internet transformed, I'll say the world, back in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
It took 8 years from the internet to go from 100 million users to 1 billion users. 8 years. Current forecast from many analysts and watching the growth patterns has Bitcoin going from 130 million users, which it was a few months ago, to 1 billion users in less than 5 years.
Gosh.
So this is a technology that is going to be used by consumers adopted by consumers at a faster pace than the internet was.
Wow. What's driving, before you get any further, what's driving that? Because obviously, I don't know. I mean, I just want to be educated in this area so much, but what's driving that, I guess, that popularity or that usage of it, I guess?
Yeah, the adoption, popularity.
Yeah, the adoption, yeah.
So it's really, I think, a number of reasons. So one is just speculation and curiosity, and people love new technology, or many people love new technology.
Sure.
And so they're going to start to use and leverage it. One thing I would say is NCR doesn't care if a user views it as a speculative investment. We don't care if they view it as an alternative to gold. We don't care if they view it as a currency. Like, we're going to enable the technology, which is fundamentally on blockchain, which we won't talk about today, but fundamentally around the technology stack, but then getting into these currencies. We also need to make sure people understand cryptocurrency isn't just Bitcoin. So you have Bitcoin today, you have other altcoins, and you have stablecoin.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start thinking about stablecoin, that it doesn't fluctuate like we've seen Bitcoin and other currencies do in the past several weeks and months.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pinned to the US dollar. And so I actually read a report this morning There was $5.5 trillion of stablecoin used to purchase goods in 2021.
What?
So when you start thinking about the amount of energy behind the technology, the amount of adoption by consumers, financial institutions, merchants and restaurants, it's just something we all need to pay attention to and understand how it fits into our strategy of the company. I'm sure we get into the conversation. I can share more about why NCR and what we're doing for our customers in this space.
Let's hear that, because I mean, other than diving into the metaverse, which is a whole nother show, but that's where crypto is going to be used as well. That's what I hear. But yeah, let's hear the why for NCR. I'm just really curious about this. It's really piqued my curiosity for sure.
Yeah. So the why really is a fewfold. So when you think about the businesses that NCR serves, so financial institutions, credit unions for this show, we also serve lots of restaurants and retailers across the globe. The one common thread amongst all of those segments, financial services, financial services, retailers, and restaurants, is us as the consumer. And so when you start thinking about the consumer wanting to interact with this type of currency or asset, or I'll call it a digital asset for genericizing it, consumers need to be able to do that with their financial service, their bank or their credit union. They need to be able to do it at a pay for food at a self-checkout or their groceries at a point of sale, and buy their dinner online or in a steakhouse. And if they have this in their wallet, they want to interact with it. Mm-hmm. So when we start thinking about supporting our credit unions and enabling them to participate in this ecosystem, we need to enable this technology, why we bought Liberty X, so we can enable that ability to buy, sell, and hold cryptocurrency through your digital banking app. Mm-hmm, we need to be able to enable then those consumers that have that cryptocurrency in that digital banking app or their wallet to be able to use it to pay for it at a NCR self-checkout machine.
Okay.
Or be able to interact with it at an NCR ATM or interactive teller machine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when you think about all these digital and physical touch points that NCR is providing to our customers, it was apparent that if this is where the world is going, which I firmly believe, we needed to make an investment here so we could be ready before our credit unions and our other customers came to us saying we need cryptocurrency capability. So I hope we're ahead of the curve.
That's what I'm thinking.
For many of our customers.
Oh my gosh. This is just, the word accessibility comes to mind while you were talking. Easier accessibility, so people can really dive into this. Oh my gosh. So what does this mean for financial institutions, credit unions in particular? Because it sounds like this is kind of opening up a whole new area for them as well, right?
So it is. And I would challenge credit unions to think about how much money has left their front door today to Coinbase or Binance or any of the DeFi platforms, Square, whoever it might be. And we used Harris, we did a poll through, or a survey through Harris Poll that said 3 out of 5 individuals, if they're going to get into cryptocurrency, would prefer it to be through their FI.
Yeah.
So that would be their preference because it's a trusted provider. So, our whole notion here is we want to bring the ability to interact with Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, digital assets to credit unions in a credit union or financial institution friendly way. Because that's not always the case when you look at some of the other competitors in the marketplace. And so then when credit unions see all this money going out the front door, well, if money's leaving your front door and you're starting to not support these types of assets, our vision is in your mobile wallet, your mobile banking app, I see my checking account, my savings account, my mortgage, whatever else I have, and my crypto account. Because then it's all, I can still use my credit union as that financial services, home base for me. Yeah. So my fear for the credit unions and financial institutions is if all this money is leaving the front door and you don't embrace and engage in this new technology, you might be having customers walk out of your front door as well.
Yep.
And we as NCR don't want to see any of that happen for our credit unions, that we serve. So that's really, I think, the impetus as to why we're enabling it. And then I'll share one other thing. So, so in addition to buying and selling of it, we all know there's money remittance is a huge business. And I'm sure many of our credit union's members are sending money to Mexico, Brazil, Argentina, cross-border, right? Liberty X actually is using crypto rails to transfer money faster, less expensive, and safer from the U.S. to Brazil today. And now after the acquisition, we're going to expand that to other corridors. God. So when you start thinking about the cumbersome nature of an international wire or taking money out of my account to then go to a bodega to use a other money transfer system, mm-hmm. I want to enable this within your digital banking application mm-hmm. or at an ATM, or when you start thinking even further, at a self-checkout machine. So your credit union members will be able to interact with their wallet and their assets yeah. at all of these NCR locations, including our most recent acquisition, Cardtronix. So when you start thinking about the Cardtronix acquisition and all these financial services kiosks, the credit unions that are listening today or that listen to this replay mm-hmm. Will be able to understand how their members can truly interact in this yeah. ecosystem yeah. in a safe, credit union friendly and consumer friendly way.
Yeah, I was thinking like flipping the coin here, because obviously there's a ton of people already involved in crypto and really benefiting, and you are one of them and really see the future here. But there's this other sector of folks that are like really kind of hesitant to dive into this and really check it out. But I think if you have it coming from your credit union or your bank or whatever, that kind of legitimizes it for them, gives it some credibility, I guess. And the word safe comes to mind as well. So, and you said it a number of times. So even more people will dive in, I think, as well, if it comes from your financial institution.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we want to like light it up, as I say, at every digital physical endpoint that NCR offers. And so we like to think we're going to help put Bitcoin on every block or mm-hmm. enable crypto at every corner. And that crypto, again, could be just stablecoin. It could be a USDC, which has over $35 billion of stablecoin in circulation today, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All backed by T-bills. Yeah. So people shouldn't be scared of this.
Yeah.
Now, clearly need to understand it. And so I'm glad we're educating people more and more about it. But I think it's going to be really important for financial institutions to embrace it, learn about it, understand it, so they can, you know, pass the torch on to their members, the credit unions to their members, to make sure that they're aware and knowledgeable, yeah. but also supporting yeah. this ecosystem.
Yeah, I think that just adds more. It adds another element of value to a financial institution, credit unions in this case. So what yeah. does all this say about the advent of cryptocurrency and continuing its trek to becoming mainstream? Because it sounds like this is a big step in that journey, so to speak.
You know, I think it's a huge step. I was actually talking to a financial institution back in December, and they asked me, when do we really have to worry about it? Like when is it going to be too late? And I actually said, I'm like, you want my honest answer? It's probably yesterday. It's not too late yesterday.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you really got to be thinking about this strategy over the next 6, maximum 12 months. It'll take time to adopt and people to really embrace it, depending on your demographic mm-hmm. and where you're located, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going back and talking to their board here in February, because as they got their head around it, mm-hmm. They fully understood. So I think the advent of this is going to be really important for the credit unions to understand. And then I would like to think, you know, NCR as a technology provider can really enable them to not be experts in what it means to from following the regulations to keeping up with the regulations, because those are going to change rapidly over the next, you know, weeks and months and years, mm-hmm. and really leverage a provider that is trusted in your industry,
yeah, yeah.
right? And that can truly allow you to take advantage of not seeing this money flow out of your front door, but educating yourselves, educating your members, mm-hmm. and allowing them to leverage that within their financial wealth plan.
Yeah. Tim, I can tell you're not very passionate about this at all. So I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh. You're coming through the screen. This is awesome. Oh my gosh. And I'm all jazzed up about this as well now. So good stuff. Anything else to wrap up here? Cause I know you probably have a lot on your plate in this area, so I don't want to keep you here too long, but anything else to wrap up?
This is great, Mike. And it's great to see, I'll say you pick up on yeah, my energy and my passion about this.
It's very infectious.
I've been passionate about it for a number of years, and I'm really happy to see that, this industry, right? So financial services in general is really starting to embrace this, right? We've saw it in retailers over the last couple of years, starting to get into this, thinking about payments, et cetera. But when we start looking at a number of credit unions that are asking us about this, asking us about our acquisition, asking about how they can onboard their digital banking solutions to enable crypto, it's exciting. We're still at the beginning. I mean, yeah. Well, I'll say the time is now. We are still at the very early phases of this, but you want to be at the early phase and you don't want to be here 2 years later and say, oh, I should have thought about this back in 2022, a little earlier. So, we welcome the interactions. It's great to have your broadcast espousing this type of information to credit unions across the country. And I would just say, we would love to continue the dialogue, continue educating people in this industry. And hopefully we can help serve a number of credit unions in this space moving forward.
Right on. Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Very exciting indeed. And like you said, this is just the beginning of it. So, so we're, this tidal wave is really, really, it's happening. So, like you said, get in there yesterday. So, all right, Tim, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. And I look forward to another visit. I'm sure we'll be talking again on this subject because it's really, really catching fire for sure. So good stuff.
Sounds great, Mike. Thanks a lot.
All right. You're welcome. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.